Today on Locked On A's, we're talking about the Carlos Correa saga. He's not with the Giants anymore, and it's really funny, honestly. I feel bad. We'll get into all of that for Giants fans. We'll talk about all that. We'll talk about how this could be good for the A's moving forward, and then we're going to offer some perspective at the end of the episode, because why not? What Carlos Correa saga doesn't need some perspective? Let's get into it, you guys.
You are Locked On A's, your daily Oakland A's podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It's time for Locked On A's. Stepping to the mic, it's your host, Jason Burke.
How's it going, A's fans? And welcome to episode 511 of the Locked On A's podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, noted baseball fan Jason Burke, and on today's show, Carlos Correa is no longer signing with the Giants. He is now with the New York Mets. Steve Cohen has so much money. And we'll talk about everything revolving around that in the first segment today. In the second segment, we're talking about how this could be good for the A's moving forward, because this is Locked On A's, not Locked On LOL Giants. And then in the third segment, we're going to do just a perspective a little bit here, and we're going to talk about a little bit of everything, and we're going to get down into the emotions. It's the holiday season. We got to do some nice things and some charitable work, so we're going to do that in the third segment. But before we get into anything, thank you so much for making Locked On A's your first listen of the day. We are free and available on all platforms, including on YouTube. So subscribe to our YouTube channel, like and comment over there. By doing all three of those things, the subscribing, the liking, the commenting, you help this podcast grow because it, I mean, I don't know if you know this, but there's an algorithm on YouTube that helps, if you do those things, it helps other A's fans find the show, and then we get more subscribers and more subscribers, and then we take over the world with our Carlos Correa jokes, which are coming to you here in just a second. But before we get into that, too, make sure to follow us on social media at Locked On A's on Twitter and Instagram. I'm by Jason B on Twitter. Check out Inside the A's for more A's news, insight, and analysis. The A's actually did some stuff that I was planning on talking about, like announcing their non-roster invitees. They signed Drew Rachinsky and also DFA'd Zach Logue. All that stuff is over at Inside the A's, so go read about that over there at Inside the A's on Twitter and on Facebook, so you never miss an article over there. But without further ado, let's talk about the Carlos Correa song. I can't do it without laughing, and I feel bad, but ha ha ha, ha ha ha. I think it's out of my system now. Good. So the Carlos Correa deal fell apart. Yesterday, there was going to be a press conference to introduce Carlos Correa as the crowning jewel of the Bay, I guess, I don't know, of the San Francisco Giants at the very least. And that was canceled last minute, and everybody was like, oh, that's weird. Okay, well, it's probably nothing. It's cool. Whatever. And that's how I went about my day, is whatever. He's probably going to sign with the Giants. People asked him, I was like, it's probably nothing. This happens. Whatever. And then at midnight, I was in bed on my phone playing my game. It's part of my bedtime routine. I was playing Marvel Strike Force. Great game. And all of a sudden, my phone starts blowing up. And it's like, guys, this isn't a drill. It was the Locked On MLB group chat. It's like, this isn't a drill. And I was like, what's going on? And I was like, oh, boy. And I laughed a lot. I sent out some fire tweets. I was very happy with those. Just dunking on the Giants because ha 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 Giants. But I mean, that sucks. John Heyman tweeted out the news first and foremost. Also, John Heyman also reported that the Giants had actually signed Aaron Judge. So John Heyman not having a great offseason for the San Francisco Giants. And I would be worried if I was John Heyman just walking around in San Francisco next time, because he has broken their hearts twice this offseason in what could be arguably the worst offseason that any team has had. And the A's have done not a lot, a lot of offseasons. But when they sign players like Jace Peterson, like Drew Rachinsky, like Aledmys Diaz, and so on and so forth. Oh, and also Trevor May. They come to the team, so there's that. So that's a feather in the A's cap is actually getting the guys that you signed to play for the team. Good job, A's. I would like to make a few jokes because, I mean, I don't like the Giants. I do feel bad for Giants fans to a degree, because if this happened to the A's, I'd be devastated. Because the Giants were 81-81 last year. They weren't good. They don't have like a lot of like good not prospects in the terms of like players, but like the prospect of them being like a better team next year isn't good. And so they needed somebody like Arson Judge or Carlos Correa, and they were teased with both of them, and then they were ripped away and sent to New York instead, and that stinks. So that sucks, but let's make some jokes anyway. Last week, I said that I wanted to make an album cover with the band They Might Be Giants, and then just put, like, Bryce Harper and Giancarlo Stanton's face and, like, Aaron Judge, and I thought that would be really funny. And now you could add Carlos Correa to that, so that's a rehash of that joke. But I also wanted to do this with a new band called They Won't Be Giants, and then just do that with the subsequent free agent classes for all, the rest of eternity, apparently, because the Giants do not get these top guys. Put Shohei Ohtani front and center in that one, because he is going to be a free agent, and the Giants ownership is going to promise Shohei Ohtani he's not going to sign there. He's going to sign somewhere else. It might be on the West Coast. I would assume that the Dodgers, they cleared some payroll for a reason, and I assume that it's Shohei Ohtani, and he's already down there. If he likes that area but kind of hates the Angels, and who could blame him, I would have assumed that the Dodgers make the most sense. He's not coming up here. He's not. Why would he come up here? The Giants? Who do the Giants have? They got Brandon Crawford. End of list. They got some other guys too, but Brandon Crawford, end of list. Also, I was going to do a fun segment to see like how much better Nick Allen had to be offensively to get equal WAR as Carlos Correa in 2023. And now that he's no longer going to be with the Giants, I don't have to do that. But I was like, this would be interesting because Nick Allen is a glove first guy. He's got a Gold Glove caliber defense over at shortstop. Carlos Correa, he goes up and down. It could be a great year. It could be a bad year. It could be a negative year. So I wanted to see how good, like, did Nick Allen have to be, like, well above league average? Did he have to be just league average? Like, what did he have to do? And I was going to do some of that over the offseason. Now I'm not going to. I looked at, you know, Brandon Crawford, their actual shortstop now, and I guess Nick Allen has to be like a little bit better than he was last year. That's the answer. A little better? That there's no numbers to that. Just a little. Maybe closer to league average. That's it. So there's that segment wasted by the Giants ownership. Apparently what happened is ownership got cold feet over some sort of medical detail that we don't know what it was, but presumably, or what is being reported is that it is something that was before he started playing in Major League Baseball. So he signed like a bunch of contracts at one, now two, or he didn't actually sign with the Giants. So two, not three. But he's gotten contracts with this in his record before, but it seems like ownership was like, oh, maybe we don't want to give money to this guy because he's kind of a jerk or something. I don't know. And then they blamed it on medicals. Weird. And then 12 hours later, well, I guess a few hours later, Scott Boras had not heard from the Giants, so he just started talking to Steve Cohen, who has all of the money, and he signed with the Mets instead at midnight Pacific, 3 a.m. Mets time. So that's something to wake up to. What a wild turn of events that was. And you have to think that with the way that the Giants handled this, and I know that a lot of Giants fans are blaming Farhan Zaidi, and this doesn't feel like he went and got the guy. He's doing his part. He's trying to construct the winners. This feels like an ownership thing, because I like Farhan, and so I don't want to blame him at all. But I think that Giants fans are mad at Farhan Zaidi because he's a new age guy, and he does, you know, stuff like a modern baseball front office should do. And not like Brian Sabian, who won three championships, doing it the old school way with bulldogs like Madison Bumgarner. So I think the Giants fans are mad about that for some reason. Farhan Zaidi is doing a good job, I think. But ownership. Oh boy. They got some splaining to do. Also, Susan Slusser is reporting after Carlos Correa fled for New York. And it's not like he was like liked before this, but oh man, what a villainous move by Carlos Correa. No, I can't sit around and let you tell me about my physical. How about I just leave and sign for less money? Really showed the Giants there, Carlos. Good times. And the Mets are going to be in Oakland this, I think in April this season, so that should be a lot of fun. But Susan Slusser is reporting that the Giants have interest in free agent outfielder Michael Conforto, former Mets outfielder. He had, I think, like right shoulder surgery or something like that, knocked him out for the entire year as he was a free agent. He also had a qualifying offer attached to him last offseason, so he was a free agent, and then the lockout happened, and then he had shoulder surgery. Nobody signed him. So he's on the free agent market right now. He's coveted. A lot of teams are in on him, but the Giants are one of those teams. And to add fuel to the fire, Michael Conforto is a Scott Boras client, just like Carlos Correa. And I am very intrigued to see how this goes. If I'm the Giants, and I'm not, but to make amends and make sure that you can sign a free agent anytime for the rest of human history, you overpay the crap out of Michael Conforto to get him to Oakland to show Scott Boras that you're still open to doing business and paying his guys what they're worth and doing that, not pulling funny business. You got to build that bridge because Scott Boras, he basically controls who goes where. I mean, not necessarily controls who goes where, but he is the agent for most of the top players in baseball. You need him on your side. You cannot burn him and then expect to just field a competitive team at any point. So we'll see what the Giants do. I'm very intrigued. The Giants are arguably a bigger dumpster fire than the 102-loss Oakland A's, who I still love and I talk glowingly about, even though there's some things that they could do better. One of those things I'm going to talk about coming up, and it could really work to their own favor to do what I'm going to tell them to do coming up. So let's get into that here in just a second. BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there, from pro football to college bowl season to basketball and the World Cup. They've got it all over at BetOnline. If you wanted some odds on, hey, is Carlos Correa gonna just like back out of this deal? He didn't. The Giants did. But if you had odds on that, you would be doing pretty good for yourself right now, because I don't know that I can recall this happening to a like an actual big league free agent. It happens in the draft. Kumar Rocker did it with the Mets, and Kumar Rocker is going to be like, what happened with my medical, with my physical? What was so bad about that that you're going to take Carlos Correa, who's a proven World Series champion, over me, Kumar Rocker? But anyways, if you love sports podcasts, and I'm guessing that you do because you're listening to one currently, you can even find those at BetOnline as well. They're the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info. So head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more, because BetOnline is where the game starts. Welcome back to the Locked On A's podcast. If you guys are enjoying the show, make sure to subscribe wherever you like to hear podcasts, including on YouTube. Like, comment, subscribe. It helps grow the podcast and find other A's fans like yourself so that we get so many more views on our videos. And that's that makes me feel good. And also comment down below. That's a big one. For some reason. And people are always very, very nice in the comments. Be nice to each other. Be nice to me specifically. Rip each other to shreds. Be nice to me at least. That's the one rule in the comments section of our YouTube page. Be nice to the host. So good at baseball. So handsome. That's what you write down there. Also make sure to follow us on social media at Locked A's on Twitter and Instagram. I'm by Jason B on Twitter. And check out Inside the A's for more A's news, insight, and analysis coming your way. When news happens, it's at Inside the A's. Came up with that and I like that tagline. So there's that. Anyways, let's talk about the thing that, why this could be good for the A's. It's bad for the Giants, so that's always good for the A's. But the A's have to take advantage of this opportunity, and this is an opportunity. After the Giants blocked the A's territory rights, all bets are off. screw it. Maybe the Giants have just horrible karma because they wouldn't let the A's move to Fremont or San Jose or wherever the hell they wanted to go 15 years ago, and it's all coming home to roost now. Now the Giants are in an aging, decrepit ballpark, and the A's are going to have the shiny new beacon of Howard Terminal-ness in their own hands, in their own grasp. And so maybe that's what's going to happen. That's kind of what I'm going with here. A savvy business person, I believe, would take advantage of this opportunity right here, and they would seize it, and they would push for Howard Terminal and get it done quickly, no matter what it cost them personally or whatever it cost, they would get it done. I do not know that John Fisher is a savvy business person. So that's the wrinkle, is I don't know that the A's owner is savvy. But the opportunity is there because Giants fans all over social media and in my personal life are reeling from this news. They were like, they feel like personally aggrieved by this for some reason. And I'm like, this happens. I mean, maybe it's because I'm an A's fan and I'm like, oh, you guys wanted a top tier free agent? Yeah, those never come here. Welcome to the party. But the A's can take advantage of this situation and make it the best for themselves. They could sell more tickets for 2023 if they go out and get some good publicity for themselves. Maybe start promoting the team that they have, or have a fan fest, or some promotions, or something that would get people excited about A's baseball again. I don't know. Things that they haven't been doing of late, like a fan fest. People like those. Do that, A's. So the Giants fans are reeling right now, and I feel like this is an opportunity to reel some of those lapsed, maybe even, Giants fans in. You could reel them in because they're reeling. You could reel them and bring them over to the A's side. Obviously, as A's fans, we don't want to, you know, like, watch games with these people because they're lapsed Giants fans that are like, oh, well, these guys are shiny now. They don't have the same dedication to their team as we do. But, I mean, that is how you sell tickets, and that is how you get to spend more money on payroll, and that's how you can convince ownership to do things. I'm not saying that, you know, we should go to games more often or anything because games are expensive now. It sucks. But having more people that want to go to games and, you know, trying to make an effort to, you know, reach out to those people, it would be smart. And getting some positive news on Howard Terminal, making sure that, you know, just baseball fans in the area and across the nation know that the A's are going to be in Oakland would be a very smart move for a savvy business person. Is John Fisher savvy? I don't know. I guess we're going to find out. Obviously, it takes time. The process takes time in California politics, and Oakland has been moving fairly quickly. They're waiting on the A's a little bit. Things are still a little murky, but this is the year that things could turn around. And honestly, they should really get something done before the A's have another chance to miss out on another free agent. The Giants have another chance to miss out on a big free agent, because that could really get those Giants fans back into the orange and black, as opposed to getting them into the green and gold. Again, I don't want the fair weather fans to be part of our fan base, because I like us being a scrappy group where there's 10,000 of us, maybe, at a game, and you can walk around freely and just moving your arms and stuff. But I'd also like to have more people employed at the Coliseum, and it'd be good for, you know, everybody, I think, to have more people at the Coliseum in general. But you got to sell tickets. And so you have to have positive news. You have to have more of that stuff and less possum and cat related news at the Coliseum in order to draw those people in and to, you know, show that, hey, we're a big league franchise too. The Oakland A's, we're fun. Look at us. And having the newer ballpark while the Giants are going through all of this stuff with all the free agents would be a huge first step to getting some of those people over to your side and potentially making the A's the Bay's team once again. It all starts with the ballpark and also positive news. Maybe having a fan fest, but the ballpark is the big news of the offseason. Got to remind you every now and then, because we don't talk about it every day because we do this show every day. So I can't just talk, nothing happened at the ballpark today. But the ballpark's the big news. Get that thing done, and then you can start really sticking it to the Giants. You could steal some of their fans because they wouldn't let you move to San Jose. So that would be some nice comeuppance for the A's, I think. And you got to hope that they're going to really do something with marketing in the coming months to bring people into Oakland. But coming up, we're going to give you some perspective, I think, because sometimes in sports we lose perspective. And I think that now is a good time with this news and us laughing at the Giants because it's so funny that we need to offer some perspective. So we got that coming up for you guys in just a second. Did you know that driving while high is considered driving under the influence? That's right. Driving under the influence of marijuana is against the law in every state, even in states where marijuana is legal. That means driving high could get you a DUI. And if you think law enforcement officers can't tell when you're driving high, you're wrong. Your friends can tell, your coworkers can tell, even your parents can tell. Everyone can tell. So what makes you think that law enforcement officers don't know when you're driving high? Driving under the influence of marijuana can slow your response time and change how you perceive time and speed. So even if you think you're fine to drive when you're high, you're not. Because the bottom line is, if you feel different, you drive different. And driving high is driving under the influence. So remember, drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA. Welcome back to the Locked On A's podcast. If you guys are enjoying the show and you've made it this far, please leave us a 5-star review on your platform of choice. Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can't do it on YouTube, but just subscribe and comment over there. So good at baseball. So handsome. And then let the podcast grow from there. That's how we get the organics going. But let's talk a little bit about perspective, I think, because it's important, especially in sports in general, because the Giants, they won 3 titles in the span of 5 seasons. You can argue that that's a dynasty. You can argue that it's not because they didn't make the playoffs in between those other couple of years. But either way, it's a really good feat. It was a great time for Giants fans. They had a lot of dunks on A's fans, and it wasn't fun for A's fans. So we can say there's that. But yet, even with that success, Giants fans are just mad about everything. Like, they felt like they needed to get Carlos Correa to return to contention and get back to those feelings that they had in 2010, 2012, and 2014. And they didn't get that. And so they're aggrieved. They're mad. They're mad at anybody, really. Whoever did this, then it's their fault. But they're also not the only fan base that has done this after winning a World Series. The Red Sox are notorious for not being great fans after breaking the streak and then just getting all chesty and being they operate like the A's right now. And, you know, that's weird and whatever. The Mariners, they made the playoffs once, didn't win any games. Their fans, super chesty. Astros, obviously, big time on their end. They made the World Series in 2005, got swept, and then they were irrelevant for a while there. And then lately they've been really in everybody's mentions, letting everybody know. Like, even if you don't like baseball, the Astros are like, oh, Houston! So there's that. And they're not the only ones, but just some examples. It's not just Giants fans that do this after some winning gets into their system. And winning is fun, but I think that too much emphasis is put on shoving it in people's faces when you are a winning team. And that's great, I guess, but it's not necessary. We're all just trying to have fun watching a little bit of baseball and passing the time. It's what we do for 6 months out of the year, and it's supposed to be enjoyable, but the shoving it in people's faces and trying to get that one up it's a new thing, I think, of late. You know, the world and whatnot. But in baseball, that's usually where I encounter a lot of this stuff. And it's a lot of people being like, oh, well, we didn't get this guy, so obviously our team stinks now. Why would I even watch this? It's because baseball is amazing. Baseball is just a great sport to watch. And I think that we miss some of that sometimes. In 2012, The A's didn't win the World Series by a long shot. They lost heartbreakingly to Justin Verlander and the Detroit Tigers, but they made the playoffs on the last day of the season by sweeping the Texas Rangers, and that was awesome. That was such a fun game to be at. And then in Game 5, when the A's lost, and they were not really competitive in that game, us A's fans, we stood up and we chanted, "Let's go Oakland," after the A's lost in the ALDS. That doesn't get covered, but those are the moments that we watch baseball for. If we win, that's great, but if there's a reunion of the 2012 team, everybody's going to be super excited about that because of the memories that they created. You don't need to win or to win the offseason to have fun watching baseball, and I feel like we miss some of that sometimes. There's no guarantee that with the Mets spending, what, like $388 million with the luxury tax and all that, that they're going to win a World Series. That's the beauty of baseball. There's no guarantees in baseball. Injuries happen. It's a long season. The A's, I mean, if they spent a little bit more money and, you know, didn't trade everybody, they could still be in contention to compete with the Mets. I don't know if they'd have a good shot, but they could compete with the Mets in the World Series. And that's the beauty of baseball, and I feel like we miss some of that sometimes and are just so focused on winning the World Series or winning the Super Bowl or winning the NBA championship or whatever the hockey one's called. Just so focused on winning. And I think that the World Cup was a good example of this. I think that we kind of know that America is not great at, you know, playing soccer. And so there's a lot of people that are like, oh, I watch and, you know, until America's out and then I stop. That's fine. But there's a lot of people that just enjoy watching the sports, even though they don't necessarily have a rooting interest. That's what I do. I just pick which jersey I like game to game, and then I go from there. Argentina, great jerseys. Happy they won. So you just go and you could pick the best players. You could pick whatever you want. But find something that you can latch on to and go with that. And I think that even when a team is losing, like the A's didn't, 2022, they lost 102 games. But that final series, I was stoked because they won the last three games against the Angels. So they only lost 102. Steven Vogt had just a great finale to his career. That was amazing. I thoroughly enjoyed that. Ken Waldichuk got his second big league win. That was cool. He is the ace destroyer, wins against Jacob DeGrom and Shohei Ohtani on the last day of the season. That was great. Those things are what get me excited about baseball. If the A's win a World Series in my lifetime, one's great in my life. I'm happy with that, I think. I say having had seen one and I was 4 years old, but that's what I'm hoping for. Is just I want to have fun watching the team. I don't care if they're going to win every year. The playoffs suck sometimes. That's not how I operate. We should focus more on the day-to-day. Am I having fun day-to-day? And I know that, having a guy like Carlos Correa on the Giants is probably a little bit more fun for a lot of fans on the day-to-day experience and the hope that you could win. But, you know, guys like Ryan Nota, he's a Rule 5 draftee. A lot of us hadn't heard of him before he got drafted by the A's, but I'm super excited to see what he can do. Estuary Ruiz, can he do what he did in AAA at the big league level? I'm excited about that. Those are the things that get me excited about baseball in 2023 with the Oakland A's. We need to focus a little bit more on those things because some seasons are harder to get through than others, but the memories that we have are what keep us watching, and I think that those are important. That's why we watch baseball. That's why we watch sports, is the memories, because winning isn't everything. It's all about the memories. But that's all that I got for you guys today. Thank you again so much for making the Locked On A's your first listen of the day. We are free and available on all platforms, including on YouTube. If you haven't already, just comment below. It's super fun. Tell me I'm handsome. Tell me I'm great at baseball. That's the comment. And YouTube will be like, wow, this guy is really handsome. We should really promote this show a little bit more. And also, make sure to make Locked On Sports Today your second listen, because Peter Bukowski is another handsome host, and he brings you the biggest stories from around the sports world in 20 minutes. Get the analysis and opinions before anyone else with our local and national experts and insiders. Locked On Sports Today podcast is available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you get podcasts. So go give it a shot because it's fantastic. And Peter Bukowski, nice guy, pretty handsome. I gotta say, pretty handsome guy. So without further ado, that's all that I got for you guys today. Coming up on Friday, we got our Festivus episode. It's already been recorded, so that'll just be up for you guys. And then, check out Inside the A's. We'll talk, and if you really need your Drew Rachinsky news like right now, Inside the A's has you covered. If not, I'll talk about it next week. But that's all that I got for you guys today. So you'll hear me on Friday, but I won't be talking about anything new on Friday. So until next week for me in the span of time, go out and celebrate good times, A's fans. Have a very happy holidays. Be safe. Give people hugs, kisses if you feel like it, but ask for permission first. And just have a great time with your families, everybody. But I will talk with you guys soon.